Tenali Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
Zugo's Bargain by Cicely Van Straten. Zugo the mongoose liked to hunt at night. He hunted crabs by the river and ate soft, leathery crocodile eggs. Most of all, he loved chicken eggs. He would sneak over to a chicken's nest and roll out an egg. Then he would roll it and roll it over to a big stone. He would turn his back to the stone, hold the egg between his front paws and shoot it backwards between his hind legs. Crack! The egg would split against the stone and Zugo would lick up the delicious food that spilled out of it. But chickens belonged to human beings, and human beings kept their chickens safely inside fences where the chickens laid their eggs. So Zugo had to dig under the fence to get to the eggs. Sometimes Zugo snatched a little chick too. The chickens hated Zugo. They screeched and cackled when they saw him. They made life very hard for Zugo. One night, Zugo was very hungry. More than anything, he wanted a juicy chicken's egg. He went to the coop where the chickens nested safely with a fence around them. Zugo stood still. He sniffed and listened. There was no sound. The human beings and the chickens were sleeping. The earth was soft after the rain, and Zugo began to dig under the fence. He dug and dug until he came out inside the chicken coop. He was about to run over to a nest when he heard behind him. He jumped round. A cobra was sliding through the hole he had dug under the fence. Zuko's fur rose on his back. He started to run away, but then he turned to face the cobra. It was a huge cobra, as long as a man. It lifted its head and hissed.
Well, Zugo, you've made hunting easy for me tonight. I'm going to eat 5 little chicks and some eggs. What a pity I shall wake the chickens. They will screech and cackle. Human beings will rush out to see what the matter is. Before you can even grab a mouthful, that's the way life goes, isn't it?
Zuko thought fast.
Oh, mighty one! I know when I am beaten,
he whispered.
I shall slink away into a corner over there while you hunt.
Zugo crept away out of sight. The cobra began to slide quietly towards the roosting hens. But Zugo darted down the fence to where he knew the big fierce cock lived. He poked the cock to wake him up, and then he whispered in the cock's ear. Suddenly, the cock jumped up and flapped his wings. He screeched and cackled. The hens woke up and screeched and cackled. Some human beings came running from the house with sticks. Others came after them shouting.
Whoa, there's a thief in the chicken run. Catch it.
No.
In the meantime, Zuko had run round behind the cobra. Before the human beings could throw their sticks, Zuko sprang at the snake's head. He sank his sharp teeth into the cobra's neck and closed his jaws. The big snake thrashed his head from side to side to throw Zuko off. He battered Zuko against the fence. But Zuko did not let go. He hung on and bit hard. Oh, what a noise! Human beings were shouting and throwing sticks. Hawks and hens were screeching and cackling. Only Zuko and the snake made no sound at all. At last, the cobra flopped down dead on the ground.
Look! The brave one!
Cried one of the human beings.
He saved the chickens,
said another.
A clever mongoose can kill a snake just like that.
Zuko was bruised and battered and bleeding. He picked himself up, shook himself, and ran to the hole under the fence. He pushed through the hole and ran away fast. He ran until he came to the river. There he jumped into the water. Zuko stayed quiet and still, letting the water cool his battered body and washed his wounds.
All I had tonight was a fight and no food,
he thought to himself.
I could have eaten half that snake if those human beings had not been there. But still...
He licked his lips and smiled a little as he remembered his conversation with the rooster.
I made a bargain with the rooster of that chicken coop. I saved the chickens and the eggs from being eaten by that cobra. So tomorrow night, and the next night, and the night after that, and the night after that, I shall find an egg for my supper next to the fence of the coop, and the hens will not make a sound to give me away. Oh, a bargain is a bargain, after all.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Leon Fenter. Did you know, reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home. Nali Bali.